Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Gene Siciliano has been with us for 16 of those years, and we appreciate him very much. Gene, I need your website, please.
Website is cfoforrent.com.
Very intuitive, folks. I encourage you to check that out and find Gene. Can they find your books there, too?
They can. They can find my books there. They can find the books on Barnes & Noble, on Amazon.
All right.
Pretty easy to find me.
All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Gene, we're talking about what to do when a project fails. Wrap it up for us. We talked about being honest with yourself, not denying what's going on, and getting advice from other people. You talked about developing metrics, not getting hung up on the fact that we've got money invested and now it's lost. Well, that's money was gone. Don't throw good money after bad. What are some other things that we need to do?
Well, here's what I want to suggest to listeners to kind of wrap up this topic. We talked about the lesson learned. Okay, I made a mistake. What did I learn from that so I don't make that mistake twice? One of the things that's really important, don't make the same mistake twice. So some things you could say to yourself that might be learning opportunities. I should have done more homework. I missed some key facts. Or maybe I should have had a secondary plan in place. I was too sure of my plan A. Maybe I was driven by I was going to make a lot of money from this if I could get it done quickly. I didn't want to lose that. Maybe it's more personal. I needed to have a win, any win, to prove my value to myself. Maybe I didn't acknowledge to myself the areas I'm just not good at, and I should have had someone else help me, and I didn't know how that applied here. I mean, all those are examples of the kind of things we could say to ourselves, to learn so we don't do the same thing a second time.
How about this, Gene? We say to ourselves, okay, did I have a bad decision-making process? Did this fail because the project was never going to work, but did I, my decision-making process to develop this project, was it flawed, or did I have a good process, but I just didn't know information then that I know now? If I had known it, I wouldn't have done the process because my process would have told me not to do it. What do you think? Differentiate between bad process and bad information.
That's going back to I should have done more homework. Maybe I didn't have all the information. That's the perfect. Yeah. Entrepreneurs move so quickly that very often when they make mistakes, it's because they didn't collect enough information.
Or Gene, it wasn't knowable. I mean, look, again, back to the point we made earlier about successfully identifying what doesn't work. Maybe you could actually walk away from this and saying, yeah, it failed. Yeah, it cost me money, but I didn't know then what I know now wasn't knowable then. So I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm going to move on.
Well, and you can do that, but the lesson, there's still a lesson there. It says, what facts are there that I should know but that I don't know?
Right.
I have to get that.
Right.
That's certainly an element in the decision.
And doesn't that lead us to baby steps? I mean, isn't that one of the things to do to take away from this thing is if you want to try to make sure that you discover if something's not working early on, take baby steps, make a lot of small decisions, and if it starts going the wrong way, then you know what to do. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, that's another way of saying the metrics idea that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Have a series of points that you look at it and say, okay, is it doing what I thought it was going to be doing at this stage in the process and at this stage in the process? And at some point you're going to recognize, oh, my gosh, there's some new information. Part of that unknowable stuff that you're talking about. And it's now telling me maybe we should have done it differently. You could perhaps have had less sunk costs because you had those metrics, measurement points along the way of the project,
right.
And you knew sooner than you were otherwise going to know if you followed it all the way through. That would be a win for sure.
And you say to yourself, the next project, I'm going to have more healthy skepticism as I go along. What do you think, Gene? Last thoughts.
That's the lesson. I'm going to do it differently next time around, and not just different with the same tools,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to do it differently because I learned the lesson from this one.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you're never going to make another mistake.
Right.
It's not going to make this one.
Hey, Gene, good job today. Come back soon. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, my friend.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.